Dr. Bloomfield. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, Dr. Michael?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Daniel Garcia, sir, calling you back from Notebook Writing. Hope you remember me. We had a discussion yesterday about your book.
Oh, yeah, yes.
All right, I was trying to call you back in the morning. I spoke with a writer, with an author, and, you know, he was very interested in sharing his experience with you. If you want to search up his book on Google, you are most welcome to go and do that. And just let me know the best time I can schedule a call of yours, and we can have this taken care
of. Okay. You know, I've been I was very interested in what you're doing, but people are advising me
mm-hmm.
not to put money up front. If you're guaranteeing that I would get a certain amount, that people are concerned about, you know, more knowledgeable people than I am
mm-hmm.
Are concerned about putting money up front to a company that's probably not in the United States. And I was comfortable. I was about, you know, to do it, but several people have advised me that if he says they're guaranteeing you a profit, why do you have to put money up front? Again, I'm not...
Because, of course, tell me one thing. If you are looking to start a business, all right, so, and you know there's a profit in it, so you would still look for an investor, right? Or you would just go like, let's sell my house, let's sell my car, and let's just put money in this business and get this going. All right, a profit. This is your book, all right? Why would someone else invest in this? This is the first thing. Everything goes to you.
Well,
you become the author of it.
I mean, I'm telling you what I've been told.
I completely agree to this part, and since this is your call, I respect this, and I appreciate you updating me on this. Though I cannot help you on your request, where you asked that it won't be available for upfront, because, you know, I've already crossed my limits, all right? I was not supposed to guarantee you anything. I did that. I sat with my team to have this taken care of. I've spoken with you multiple times. I've given you all types of guarantees. I've even erased your fines.
The one thing you haven't told me is, where are you located?
We are based in Pakistan. Would that make any difference, sir?
It didn't make any difference to me, but people who've been advising me are very leery of saying that.
Eventually, it does make a difference.
If I sign the contract and you're guaranteeing me a certain amount, there's no way that I can enforce the contract, and that it has to be totally on your word. And people are advising me.
So at the end of the day, it matters, okay? When you were telling me yesterday, it does not matter wherever you are, all right? And we'll be glad to do business. Eventually, it does matter, okay? So this is what I've learned, though.
Maybe it should. Because you can't enforce the guarantee.
No one is enforcing you, though. I made things available for you because you were concerned on the guarantee. So I was actually right. I should not have given you any guarantees in the first place, all right? So the first decision that was over the phone when I was not giving you guarantees, you kept on pushing me that if you cannot guarantee me, I'm not interested in putting down money. I said with the team, try to make things available for you, or I try to give you an ease, a guarantee maybe, that can put you in an ease that, yes, we can go ahead and do a job, all right? If we are so guaranteeing that we can give you the money back, we are refunding everything to you, all right? We are so confident on this, even though if it's not our book, all right? We have not even written this book. I told you the reason why we were not guaranteeing you earlier, because we did not work on this book. We don't know what the content is in the book, all right? We cannot guarantee certain things on that, but when I sat down with the team, they said they can do it. So I gave you a guarantee. Now, if I'm giving a guarantee, that is also concerning, that if I'm giving a guarantee, why should you put money in it? So I am actually wrong. I should have not stepped forward and given out an option for a guarantee. Right.
I'm not the businessman person here, but
I completely agree to that part. But I just have one request for you, sir.
That there would be no way for me to enforce the guarantee.
No problem. No problem. The call is completely yours. Only the thing is that I want to tell you is that be the man of your words next time. All right. And think before saying, all right? Think before committing something, or think maybe before saying anything. You were so sure that if I guarantee you, you would be on board. You were so sure that if I make a person speak to you, you will be on board. So after every single phone call, the statement changes and you come up with a new thing. So I'm actually glad that you're not on board with me, because you're not the man of your words.
Okay.
Have a nice day, sir.
All right, I hope things work out.